At North Carolina's Crystal Coast, you might have the same vacation plans. Hit the beach, find some good seafood. But when there's actually room to roam and space to spread out, the feeling is much different. Visit crystalcoastnc.com/booking today.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And, you know, I know we, you know, we're not even midterms, and but there are some special elections going on around the country. And I'm going to tell you, wherever you find elections, you'll find election fraud when the Democrats are there. Every single time. And again, I won't forget when and there on January 6th of 21, when there they stood, the congressman there holding all the evidence of election fraud, handfuls of evidence, before Mike Pence, and Mike Pence wouldn't look at it.
He refused.
Yeah, he refused to look at it, and he
told me he was in on things, but I don't know.
Well, General Flynn said that he didn't think that he was a part of the coup, but that he was just gullible or whatever. And
that's possible.
Yeah, but anyhow. We just saw another recently, 13 Democrats. Two mayors, judges?
Yeah, former mayors, judges. I think there was a school board member, candidates. It's a whole bunch of them.
Just unbelievable how, you know, it's right out there. Like, look, this is normal. For if you're a Democrat, election fraud is normal. It's normal for us, okay? And, you know, it was interesting because I had some of the sayings that we talked about with crime, and we talked about that last night. AOC had, you know, not AOC, AOC, the other one, Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, Jasmine. And she said, you know, crime is necessary because, you know, you have to have crime or criminals wouldn't have anything to do. Okay.
And she also said that police aren't there to enforce the laws. They're there. Not to stop crime. They're there to report it.
Observe it. Yeah. Report it. Observe it and report it. Yeah.
What?
And these people are managed to get into Congress.
It's sickening.
It's pitiful. It is. It's you know, it's really pitiful. Go ahead and play that clip.
Six suspects, including a Frio County judge and two Pearsall City Council members, are facing charges of vote harvesting and tampering with evidence.
KSAT Investigates has been breaking new developments on this story for months now. Among that group, a former candidate for Texas House, two former mayors, a Frio County commissioner. This comes 2 months after we first told you about six others being arrested in this case. As of now, the total number of people charged is 15.
So we have a major, major scandal of voter fraud and a stolen election. 15 people, including judges, former mayors, city councilors, are all indicted, and you've probably heard nothing about it because they're all Democrats. This is Frio County, Texas. The county has a population of about 18,000 people, with 77% of those people identifying as Hispanic. Now, this is a swing county in Texas. For instance, the last two presidential elections, they voted overwhelmingly for President Trump, and in 2016, they voted for Hillary Clinton. So now let's fast forward to 2022, where there was an election for what's known as county judge. That's the person who's going to run the county. Now, the Democratic primary had a runoff election, and that election was between Mary Moore and Rochelle Camacho. Now, during this election, Camacho and her team started putting out rumors about Mary Moore. See, Mary Moore happens to be black, and Frio County 77% Hispanic. So Tim Camacho went to work saying, hey, this black woman shouldn't represent our Hispanic population, because one of the things that they were saying that Mary Moore was going to do was get rid of all of the taco trucks.
Miss Mary Moore, Are you gonna get rid of all the taco stands here in Crystal?
Why would I do that? First of all, we in a community that is majority Hispanic. Culturally, everybody loves tacos. So You've been here for years. I'm coming to enhance the community. I'm not coming to take any jobs away. I am not coming to shut down and get rid of all the PD department. I'm here to make this community better. So the answer is no. What you've heard are lies. And people make up those lies because they have to do something to make me look bad. And so far, it's not working.
So Mary Moore and Rochelle Camacho went into the election night with all this controversy, and Camacho came out on top. She won the election. Now, after all was said and done, Moore had only lost by 72 votes. But something was fishy, to say the least. See, a closer look at the vote tally shows that Moore only lost by 72 absentee votes. These are voters that don't show up at election day, but send their votes in through the mail. Now, Moore was suspicious, so she started her own investigation. Now, quote, according to the affidavit, Moore went to the Pine Hills Estate Second, a nursing home. Now, the reason why she went there is because a lot of these votes came out of this nursing home. And got video of Camacho Rodriguez, Ramirez Castillo, and a woman who has not been charged walking out of a resident's home. The records state Moore saw Camacho walk up to Rodriguez and another woman's car with what appeared to be carrier envelopes. Those are the envelopes necessary for absentee ballots. Now, Mary Moore and her team came to the conclusion that Camacho was actually vote harvesting. So, what's vote harvesting?
What is vote harvesting?
Vote harvesting is the idea that what will happen is that you'll collect completed absentee ballots from voters and you deliver them to polling places or election offices in time for the election.
Is that legal to do in Texas?
It is, and with some exceptions.
Now, one exception that's huge in Texas is that you're not allowed to pay people to vote harvest. Now, if you do that, then you're breaking the law. It's actually a third-degree felony in the state of Texas. Now, this brings us to a woman named Cheryl Denise Castillo. Now, Castillo was not charged because she died in October of 2024. Now, Castillo is very important to the story because Castillo told Frio County election workers how certain candidates would pay her through Cash App, not her own Cash App, but a relative's Cash App. And they were paying her to fill out mail-in ballots. Let's pick them up and then drive them to election polling places and drop them off. Now, if this was true, this obviously violated the law. Now, this also was confirmed by several residents of the nursing home who said Castillo picked up their mail-in ballots and in some instances advised them how they should vote and who they should vote for.
Warrants allege several of the suspects who were candidates at the time paid a woman thousands of dollars to do just that. Public records show that woman died in the fall. Court records also show voters told investigators the woman picked up their ballots and in some instances told them how they should vote.
How hard is it to prove that vote harvesting is happening?
It's kind of a he said, she said.
Now, because this was such a tight election, it was clear that this vote harvesting could have actually swayed the election. So, because of the magnitude of what had happened, police made some arrests.
In the last hour, KSAT Investigates has learned that 9 people have been indicted in connection to a massive state-led vote harvesting investigation. These are the 7 suspects who turned themselves in today.
Now, in total, there were 15 arrests, and those arrests were the who's who of politicians in this area, from former mayors to a sitting judge. It is insane.
These right here are 6 people facing felony charges in a voting investigation that's led by the Attorney General's office. Among those suspects, Frio County's judge, council members, and a school board member.
Now, when it was all said and done, there were 15 people arrested and indicted for this vote harvesting scam. But since they're all Hispanic, they claimed racism.
That's why we're calling this a persecution, not a prosecution.
What we are witnessing here today is what we feel is a calculated campaign of intimidation.
A challenge to felony charges.
This is not law enforcement. This is voter suppression in the guise of protecting our voting integrity.
The League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, is throwing their support behind several Frio County elected officials facing charges of vote harvesting.
I think there are better things and maybe better ways to use their resources than to be picking on people in a very small town that I believe are just doing their civic duty and trying to get people to vote, trying to get the vote out.
In today's climate, An accusation is almost like a conviction. And that's the sad part. The harm has been done. The damage has been done. Careers and lives have been destroyed. That is the trust that is being eroded.
Now, if we just look at this case cold, the state has a pretty good case. They got phone records, witness statements, video, and they actually have records of payments. So it seems like people were being paid to vote harvest, take ballots from point A to the polling place while they were getting paid for it. Now, there's an interesting piece to this story, is that the law, the felony that they're being charged with, is questionable at best. In September 2024, U.S. District Judge Xavier Rodriguez ruled that SB1 vote harvesting ban was unconstitutional. The judge ruled that it was vague and overbroad, and there were First Amendment problems, and stopped Texas from enforcing the law. Now, it went up on appeal, and the Fifth Circuit stayed the injunction, so the law remains enforceable while the appeal continues. So at the bottom line, even if some of the conduct that is being alleged by the government clearly violated this law, if that law is found unconstitutional, then these defendants don't have anything to worry about. And these defendants are saying, you should stay our case, or you should hold off on our case until the appeals court decides whether this law is good or not. So now this case has so many different twists and turns. On one end, you have a law that may be too overbroad and may violate free speech principles. But then on the other hand, what these people were doing allegedly was pretty scummy, right? They're going to a nursing home, handing out ballots, telling people allegedly how to fill those ballots out, and then transporting those ballots to polling places. And for those of you who don't watch all my videos, we had a very similar case that occurred in New York where a Republican was found to have been doing something very similar to this.
Six people are charged tonight with falsely applying for absentee ballots, then stuffing the ballot boxes with them. Prosecutors say all were on the volunteer campaign staff of Yu-Ching James Pai, who went on to win last year's Republican primary in the 20th New York City Council District. As alleged in this case, said DA Melinda Katz, the defendants went to the Board of Elections and filed fraudulent absentee ballot applications on behalf of 23 voters they had never met.
Now, the huge difference in this case is that the campaign officials essentially stole the ballots and filled them out themselves. But the part that I think is important to understand is that both of these cases deal with mail-in ballots, absentee ballots. And we hear how they are secure, but obviously all of these cases of voter fraud or vote harvesting have to deal with the integrity of mail-in ballots. So now let me know how you feel about this story in the comments section, because to be honest with you, it seems like mail-in ballots have a lot of issues that can get someone elected, because in both of these cases, in the case in New York and in the case in Texas, those were really, really tight races, and these mail-in ballots obviously made a difference.
Alrighty, we're back, and I don't know. Do you think we ought to open the phone lines and take some calls?
Oh, we can do that. But I think what he said there at the end is 100% accurate. It's the problem here is mail-in ballots. It makes it way too easy for fraud to occur.
That's exactly why Colorado is going to all mail-in ballots.
Are you kidding me?
No, they're going to all mail-in ballots for that very reason.
That you can't. We can't do this. We need paper ballots. We need them hand counted, and the only excuse for, I think, for a mail-in ballot is either A, you're out of town, legitimately out of town, you're in the service maybe, or you're sick. You're in the hospital. You can't physically get there. That's it. There should be no other reason for a mail-in ballot.
I know.
And it needs to be verified. It needs to be proven that that's who's getting the ballot. There's just way too many opportunities for fraud with these mail-in ballots.
Well, remember how in Colorado they tried to take Trump off the ballot. Even their Supreme Court went along with that. The U.S. Supreme Court overruled that and said you can't do that. Okay, but they're going to try to do this. Now, I don't know. I think if Trump can do it, if the law, if they could actually say, well, look, we're not going to accept ballots from a state that where they're all mail-in ballots, because we know that the corruption, we know that the election fraud is so great and so heavy.
I think this is the number one issue, and I think it was the number one issue going into the Trump's 2.0 presidency. I really I was disappointed that it wasn't addressed with the big, beautiful bill, and this needs to be straightened out. It needs to be fixed before the primaries, because you know as well as I do that there's going to be cheating involved, and if we can quell that as much as we can, we need to do that, because it's out of hand. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think what they'll probably do, the Republicans, not so much the Republicans, but the DOJ will probably send, you know, a whole army full of lawyers down there to, you know, to check all the ballots and everything. I don't know, you know, again, unless I know Trump wants to do away with mail-in ballots, you know, and I totally agree with it. We, you know, if something's not broke, don't fix it. It was working fine before we had all of that.
Before we had all these mail-in ballots, before COVID, before all that, we used to be able to count every single ballot election night, the next day, that night even.
Yeah.
We knew who won the election.
We did. In the morning news, you know, it would be on the...
We had less people voting.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, I mean, we still have a lot of people voting, but, like, it's insane. We were able to count them that night, and there's not that many more people that are voting to where it becomes impossible to count that night.
Well, again, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, I mean, it's like, look, we're Democrats, and therefore we have to do this. This is what we do.
Well, and that's one thing that I thought was hilarious about the story that we just played. Was that was Democrats cheating against Democrats. That was for a primary.
Yeah, I know.
And then, of course, at the end, they had one. And Republicans do it as well. Like, there's rhinos out there that don't play by the rules either. You know, so it's not just a one-party issue. You see it more with one party than the other with most of these issues. But it's across the board.
Yeah. Well, rhinos, you know, they're kind of worthless. What they do is they don't so much do the actual election fraud. What they do is they help the Democrats.
They enable it.
They enable the Democrats to do that, okay? The rhinos don't want anybody that's for real, okay? Again, they're the main thing for a rhino is to stay in power and keep getting elected every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyhow, there's some things in the news, and do you know what they are?
Maybe some stuff that happened recently.
Yeah.
It's usually what you get in the news.
They say that the DEI judges, these are the ones that are crying the blues, goal is to turn city streets into war zones. In other words, this is why they want to keep putting killers, murderers, rapists, and that. Mm-hmm. Like this judge that we've been talking about here. I'll be reading about her, the one that set this Brown 14 times. And, you know, even though he attacked people, and she put him right back on the street to go out and kill. And that judge should be charged, too. She is an accessory to the crime. What do you think?
Yeah, I 100% agree. 100% agree. They need to be held accountable. Otherwise, this will never stop. And once we start holding them accountable, then you'll start seeing them thinking twice about releasing these violent criminals back into the streets just to commit more violent crimes.
And, you know, here I can't believe the hypocrisy and the fake news media. Can't understand why they're losing listenership at such a rapid rate. And here now, CNN was on their line and talking about that how the racism in this case that we wouldn't be going after this Brown, DeCarlos Brown, if he wasn't black.
I am just so sick and tired of the race card being played.
Yeah.
This is a humanity issue. This has nothing to do with race. The only way that this has to do with race is by the legacy media completely ignoring it, because they're the ones that are making it about race, that they refuse to report on anything that is a black on white crime. This has nothing to do with race. This is a humanity issue. It's just a human issue.
Do you think that they actually truly believe that the rest of us are so stupid?
They do.
That we don't understand, you know, that their preferred narrative. I mean,
no. Yeah, they actually believe that. They believe that 100% that we are all ignorant, that we are all stupid, that we need to be told what to believe. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that are that stupid, that are that ignorant, that listen to the legacy media and just sit there and wait to be told what their opinion is.
Do you know some of those people?
Yes, I know. I've got some of those in my family. It's disgusting. Not my immediate family. I probably would be divorced if my wife was one of them. No, but yeah, there are people that I've got friends, lifelong friends that have severe TDS, that all they do is believe everything that they see on CNN or MSDNC. It's disgusting.
You can't even talk to them though.
You can't.
The Democrats are saying, you know, that they shouldn't go to Thanksgiving or Christmas dinners with Christians or conservatives.
Yeah, they were saying that last year too, because after Trump won, they were saying to avoid holiday parties, so you're not stuck there debating your crazy uncle or whatever they were saying. Yeah, whatever.
Well, do you have any of those that come for your holiday dinners, your family dinners?
Not really. There are some, but we keep it civil. I mean, I do a victory lap, you know, and then leave it at that.
Have you ever thought about putting something bad in their food?
No. No. See, that's what they would do. That's how they would, you know.
Something like X-Lax?
Yeah, some X-Lax brownies. Yeah.
That you know, I remember that was for a while, that was something people thought was funny, and they were doing that. Boy, I tell you.
Oh, that's not funny.
No, it's not. Well, Democrats love crime. They love death. They love to kill. They love abortion. They love euthanasia.
They just love sin.
They love rioting. By letting murderers on the street... here, this Mamdani in New York, he actually come out and said that one of the first things he wants to do is empty all the jails and prisons and empty them right back to the streets.
And this guy's actually going to win. It's sickening because New York City is lost. He's actually going to win. He is so bold to where he's actually going out there and saying these things publicly, because he knows he's gonna win.
Yeah, well, let's just say that people were to smarten up and say, "Look, wait a minute, we can't." I mean, if this guy's in there, my property values are going to drop. They're going to go through. They're going to go down. He wants to have government-run grocery stores. Yeah. We know how that works out.
But the problem is that this is New York City, where how many of those citizens actually own property?
Well, that's true, but the business owners...
That's what we're seeing. Like, I don't know if you've paid attention to the housing market at all. My sister's been trying to buy a house for like a year and a half, and every time she goes to put in a bid on a house, it's already bought. Someone already swooped in and paid over and above what the asking price was. And it turns out that it's a lot of these firms that are buying up all these houses, and there's speculation that they're doing this to make you more or to make you less invested into your community. Because if you don't own property in the community, if you are just a renter, you are less involved and you have less invested into the community. And it's being done by design.
And do you know what corporation is doing it, the vast majority of it?
I want to say it's BlackRock, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
It is. It's BlackRock.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure, so that's why I didn't say who it was.
BlackRock is doing that. China is buying up real estate, especially around military bases, as much as they can.
How is that allowed?
But well, they're in different states. Like now, in Arkansas, they can't. They passed it to the governor out there.
Yeah, but that needs to be a nationwide thing. That needs to be a federal ban. That can't be left up to the states, because then all of these blue states are not going to care.
And guess who's the largest landowner in America?
Well, I know the largest farmland owner is Bill Gates.
That's him.
Yep.
That's the largest landowner. Bill Gates is in America. He has bought more. Now, why do you think he's buying all the farmland?
Probably because he wants to grow a lot of food and distribute it to the hungry. And no, none of that. you got to know it's something nefarious.
And do you think maybe it's just the opposite, that he doesn't want to grow a lot of food?
Yeah.
And that, for example, he can control more the price of food.
Control the price of food, control where the food's going, who's able to get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this country has got, boy, we have a lot of things to straighten out in this country.
Trump's got a lot on his plate. I hope he can get a lot of it done before his time is up.
You're telling me. Well, you know, Trump is looking to, when it comes to big pharma, I'm glad I heard him say today that he is going to work on cutting down the number of commercials that they run on television. Johnson & Johnson and you know, all of big pharma.
Yeah, I saw RFK came out and made a statement about that. I believe he had a bill that the president signed about that, to where they're be adding back some of the restrictions that they used to have on Big Pharma's television commercials, where they have to have to list all the possible side effects again, instead of just a few and a website to go get the rest of them.
You know, they used to, for a while, you could not run any whiskey or alcohol, but I noticed that they are doing that now. I noticed it on Fox News.
Now, alcohol, I think, was always available, but it was tobacco that they banned. Yeah. You're not allowed to advertise tobacco anymore.
I think there was certain restrictions, though, on some of the alcohol.
There may have been.
Yeah. They have. Yeah, that was unbelievable. All righty.
Well, you want to give out the phone number? We'll go to break and get a bunch of calls in and take them after the break.
Phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you think you're smarter than Kenny and I, give us a call.
Why are you doing that? We get full lines every time you do that.
Yeah, that'll open it up. All right. We'll be right back.
I hear that train a-coming. It's coming around the bend. That train is called judgment, and it's here because of sin. You made the wrong decision. Yes, you rejected Christ. Now that train is arriving, and it's a terrifying sight. There is no use in running. There is no place to go. Now you know you're hurt. You're reaping what you sow. You turned your back on Jesus. Didn't care why he died. But now you're really caring. Just listen to you cry. I see those lost folks dying. It's happening near and far. They're waiting now for judgment, and their sins as black as tar. You know you had it coming. You know you can't be free.
It's a horrible place to be in, such torment and misery. Now call on the name of Jesus, do it while there's time. He's your only hope now, you're at the end of the line. You may not see tomorrow, your time is running out. Once you're in that hellfire, there ain't no getting out. All right, very good. Do we have anybody there yet?
Yeah, we got a couple. If anyone else wants to call in, there's a couple of lines open, 888-677-9673. First up, we've got Randy in San Diego.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Pastor Ernie. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing great. This is Linda Brown and I went to full marriage today at UCS Hospital and got a good report. But I want to comment on what you just said. Work smarter, not harder. And also with the voting, what do we got to do with fraud and illegal aliens and false Social Security numbers? Why don't they check that out?
Well, I think they're doing that. You're seeing more and more of it because everywhere you turn, we know just like as soon as there's an election, the Democrats are going to try to cheat. That's just what they do. They do it every time. And we more and more the election fraud. This is why we got to go back to regular paper ballots, get rid of the voting machines, and get rid of mail-in ballots. Do it like when it used to work.
Old school. Exactly.
Yep.
Hey, Randy, what do you think about your governor?
What do you say? Think better, what typical common sense, and a lot of people have one or two brain cells fighting for dominance, the right and left.
Yeah.
That's the thing to think about.
Hey, Randy.
We've got to work together.
Randy, what do you think of your governor coming out and saying that he's worried about... Yes. Yeah, what do you think? He's worried about ICE agents at voting polls.
I wish we had a circus for him. He would fit in real well. You know what? He's the clown A and B all together.
You mean you didn't vote for him?
No. No, I didn't vote for Governor Newsom, man. He couldn't pay me to do that one.
So you wouldn't vote for him for president?
No, heck no. I've been here 52 years in California. I wouldn't vote for him president over my dead body. No. I'm for the people.
But when you have a dead body, then you'll end up voting for him. That's how that works.
Well, we live in the spirit, not the flesh, for the best.
He's trying to be, all of a sudden, he's trying to be like Donald Trump in the opposition. In other words,
correct.
The anti-Trump, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. It's amazing.
He's in left field. Go ahead.
I don't think he can run again after this term, can he?
I don't think he can, Ernie. I think he'll be out. And that's why he wants to go to president. He thinks he can get bigger and greater. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get to be president. I can tell you that. I mean, within the collective there, there's so much. Well, there's a lot of jealousy. They all want. They all. You know, you have these people like Ayok and Crockett and these others that all think that they're the ones that should be president. Now you got Tampon Tim thinking he's the one, he's the man now. And I mean, it's just we're going to see what's going to happen.
They got to look in the mirror clear, drama and trauma. They're not the right one to begin with.
Yeah, it's going to be a real.
we're on the same page, Pastor Ernie.
It's going to be a real circus.
Hey, people.
Well, the major problem for Newsom is that the rest of America can look at California and see the job that he did, and California is a warning to the rest of the nation.
Yes, absolutely correct. Perfectly said.
What a beautiful state. I mean, just think of, you know, California was such a beautiful state when it wasn't on fire, okay? But, You know,
I came there in 73. It was awesome. 1973. Coronado, California. Little island. You know about the island, Coronado?
Yeah.
That's where I grew up. I went to high school, graduated with straight A's, got a good education. I'll tell you what, the beach, you can see your feet in the beach now. You got Tijuana sewage from another country that's in here polluting our oceans and hurting people. And pulmonary and that, I just went today, and I have problems with it. They're trying to do lawsuits, et cetera, but they should have started 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and they haven't done anything yet.
Wow.
$30 million don't cut it. Try about $1 billion. Make a treatment plant for that sewage. There's too many people in Mexico, and we're getting raw sewage. It's bad. I mean, the water's literally brown, and days and nights you can't sleep because it's so foul.
Wow.
That's pitiful.
That is.
A lot.
Well, you know, there's ways of cleaning it up. But
when's the last time you were out here, Ernie? Have you been out here, Pastor Ernie?
It's been a couple of years. It's been about three or four years ago. Yeah. Yeah, I was all over.
You were at the border.
In fact, we were being followed down along the border.
Right. I remember.
It was very interesting. And
I have friends that are United States federal agents, Border Patrol, and a couple of chiefs, top dogs that they're passed away now. That's old school. They were good people. They actually had a grip on it, not like today where they let them in. Biden really messed up the system here in California and the country, letting in all the illegal aliens. They quote, I think it's around 50 million, if I'm not mistaken, throughout the United States.
Yeah, but that goes back before Biden. Since Biden's been in, he let over 20 million in. Just in his term, he let in over 20 million in.
That's insane. That averages 5 million a year.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Well, he's a communist. Biden was, you know, he's working for China, just like Newsom. Newsom is a Chinese agent. He really is. He's a Chinese Communist Party agent. He has vast holdings there.
Yeah, why don't we deport him? He's an illegal. He's treason against our country, right?
Deport him to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, you know,
do something with him. He's a criminal. Yeah, go ahead.
We ought to send him over there to Ireland with Rosie. that'd be okay. I mean, and then or with Ellen DeGeneres, wherever she's at. Where's she at now? She has a little 5-acre farm somewhere. And where did she go?
I don't know.
That, but I heard about her.
Yeah, I think she went to England. And
I think you're right.
So, anyhow, well, we got to move on because we have other callers.
The church is praying for you and your ministry and all the others too. So don't forget, we're still trying to support you financially also.
We certainly do appreciate it. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, and we don't want to lose you out here in San Diego. Don't drop us off. We want your ministry. The highlight of my life. Go ahead.
All righty, I'm going to go in Friday to see some people about speeding up my eye operation with these cataracts because I'm losing my sight rapidly. So keep that in prayer.
Correct.
For
yeah, all right. Pray for you, guys. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. All righty. God bless.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of calls here. We've got Cliff and Joseph, but my mama raised me right, so we're going to put the lady up front. Here's Nancy in Illinois.
All right. Hey, Nancy, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor. I'm wanting to know the true definition of a rhino. Isn't it a Democrat that's posing as a Republican?
Right.
Yeah, it's Republican in name only. R-I-N-O. Republican in name only. So, yeah, I mean, it really is a Democrat that's just pretending to be Republican.
Well, they run in districts where they know a Democrat cannot be elected. And so they'll run as Republicans, but they'll, you know, we have a lot of those in Ohio We got those, what they call the Rhino Blue 22. We had 22, and I think about four of them got primaried out.
Yeah, we got a couple of them out, but there's still a number of them.
Yeah.
I also think it's very interesting how the title Democrat ends in RAT.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not kidding about that.
And most people, they're not aware of that. They go, oh, I never looked at it that way.
Well, you know, the other thing that...
They give themselves away.
When you take a look at what they chose to be the symbol of their party, a jackass, yeah. You know?
Correct.
You know,
their sign is a donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we are the elephant. And to me, that's a compliment because they're strong, they're steady, they don't forget. I'm very proud to have our sign as an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful animal.
But you know what? Some of those elephants are afraid of mice. And those are the ones we call rhinos.
Afraid of the rats.
Yeah.
I also found out that elephants are very family oriented. They take care of their babies, and they have in their immediate family they have aunts and uncles, and just like we do.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's amazing when they study the entire life of an elephant.
Well, I bet you didn't know that, Kenny.
No, I had no idea. I didn't know they were that family-oriented.
Very family-oriented.
Well.
And they marry the male and female. They marry for life also.
See what happens when you tell people to call in that think they're smarter than us? We actually get people that are smarter than us.
Yeah. I've done a lot of weddings, but I've never married elephants. But
one animal that mates for life is whales. It's been known how the male will go to the spot where he buried his female wife, and he goes there regularly.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. That's a whale.
Wow.
I would trade whales and elephants for Democrats any day.
Yeah. I would, too. They give themselves away. They are the Democrat rats.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's,
demon rats.
Yeah. They weren't always this bad. The thing of it is they're unrepented. Unrepented. You know, and the only remedy for all sinners is repentance. And this is the problem. I never would have thought that I would see that Democratic Party degenerate to the point that it has, because, you know, we used to have, even on our board to Right to Life, we used to have some Democrats, okay? But not anymore. I mean, you can't find a pro-life Democrat out there anymore anywhere.
No.
Right.
It's just like you can't find one that doesn't embrace sin. I mean, it's just like to be a Democrat, you have to embrace sin. And if you don't go along with all of their sin, like that senator out there in Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, yeah.
Fetterman, then you get marked by the collective.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Nancy, we're going to have to get going. We've got a couple more calls to get to.
Okay, nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, next up, since we saved him for last yesterday, let's get Cliff in.
All right.
Yeah, I'll try and go quick. Elizabeth Taylor was in a movie, Elephant Room, or Elephant Something, that was actually very good. I think it was filmed in Indonesia or India or something like that. Very good movie from the 50s that's on Amazon Prime. But
I think Rosie was in an elephant movie, too. What was that called, Dumbo?
Yeah, on Russia, it's interesting, that idea that the FBI kind of almost paralleled the KGB in going after Christians. There's a book, I don't think it's in Audible, but it might still be in the library on Amazon, called With God in Russia, and it's a story of a cat. In his version, it's basically the guy wrote the book that experiences a Catholic priest that went over from Poland into Russia to give like a talk, couple of talks, and was apprehended, and how he ended up being picked up by the KGB and ended up in Siberia. And
Walter J. Sizchek?
Yeah, Walter, right.
Yeah, that's on Audible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a very interesting book because it showed you how he ended up being the number one guy in Russia with expertise in fixing very large tires. So they gave him a job, basically. So he actually was working. So he's like the go-to guy in the whole country as the best tire fixer. But when he got let go, he was so paranoid that they were still coming after him that that he felt it was almost like he was an elephant in a circus. That basically he was so used to, you know, being tied up that he couldn't believe he was free. He was so paranoid that someone would just go after him. You know, but my impression of that book was how much time and effort was put into this one guy. You know, it just didn't make sense that way.
Well, they do that. Well, look at the very same thing happened with Wormbrandt, that the Canadian pastor up there from Canada. I've had him here on the radio program a couple of times. Powowski, I believe his name was.
Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
Yeah, what they did with him, it's just unbelievable what they did with him. How many times they came and arrested him, pulled him out of his house. At one time, they actually took him out in Arturo. His name is A-R-T-U-R-O, if I remember. Yeah, Arturo Pawlowski.
Yeah, he was originally from Europe.
Yeah, and Poland. He was from Poland,
yeah.
And he went to Canada. And they came in, and the Canadians, you know, over there especially, you know, their government is very anti-Christian. Very anti-Christian. So, yep, I'm going to have to get going because we're about out of time. All righty, thanks. Do we have any other?
Yeah, we got Joe. Joe in Boston. Joseph, you're going to have to try to make it quick.
Okay. I will. Thank you for taking my call. Pastor, we got to get China out of this country. The only thing I don't agree with Trump, I'm disappointed in him. He likes Chinese leader in North Korea. We got to have them stop buying up all our farmlands. And no luck yet, like I told Kent. And when I hear you guys, there's a little echo. Maybe you can get this story on the Facebook if you know someone that can do Facebook. I was told that would be better than I could get the money raised because cancer doesn't stop, guys. I really would appreciate it. Okay, you can comment. I'll hear it on the radio. And God bless, Pastor, and take care of those eyes. I don't want to see you like me.
Alrighty,
very good. Now,
okay. Bye bye. Alrighty, we have to. It's the time for the most important part of the program, and today I was talking to a guy today, and I was telling him about, he really just felt that, here's a guy that's a professing Christian, and I've seen him help a lot of people when they needed help and that, and even when I was in the hospital, he came to see me, you know.
This is the guy who doesn't want to tie.
Yeah, well, I talked to him, and I let him know, you don't know what you're doing. Let me explain something to you. Do you have a pretty good, do you have a pretty good life? I mean, do you have, and I says, who do you think gave you all of that? Do you think you acquired all of this by your own abilities? Do you think that you would have anything if God wasn't in it? If God didn't allow it? I mean, look, he sustains you. When God says, okay, tonight, guess what? Your soul will be required of you. That's going to happen, okay? And again, I got. I'm trying to say something. You see here, if you're going to offend anyone, if you're going to offend anyone, don't offend God. Now listen, just because you may not be able to see God, God sees you. Listen, you have to understand that. This world that you're looking at and everything, you know, this is temporal. This is the fantasy. It's not going to be around. God has been from the beginning, and he'll always be here. And you have to understand something here. That, again, as we always say, God has expectations. You have obligations to him. Now, you have professed it. You've said the sinner's prayer, right? You know, you tell me that. You've asked him into your heart to be saved. But when it comes to coming to church on time or making sure you're in church every week, you're not there. When it comes to reading your Bible, you're not there. When it comes to praying, it's like, why? What is it going to take? What is it going to take? Is it going to take a crisis? Is God going to have to give you a real crisis to get you to repent and pray to him? And so the whole point is, you know, that I'm trying to get across out there, folks, is God is very, very real. The evidence of that is all of creation. Everything that you see is described perfectly in the greatest source, the most authoritative, the most authoritative source of information, documentation in the world, and that's right here, the King James Bible. It's real. It's for real. And folks, let me tell you, that's why we try to get this message out to you over and over and over, and why it's so important. We put so much emphasis. I put so much impetus on making sure your salvation's sure, making your salvation sure. I'll tell you, it's, you know, I don't even like to think about people that I know that if I didn't do, as it says in the book of Jude, pull them out of the fire. So if you're listening to me out there and you have not received Christ as your Savior, God's word is very, very clear, okay? There's two kinds of people God recognizes, the saved and the lost, those that have received him and those that have rejected him. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, okay, the smartest thing you'll ever do, the smartest and the most important thing is to pray to God the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, and receive eternal life. That's the smartest thing, the most important thing you can ever do. And I would do it tonight, because you're not guaranteed it tomorrow. You're not. I know that we're coming up to the end of the program. So at this time, we always say thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. And until tomorrow, good night, God bless,
God bless.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight,
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 fight. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hardee's Original Bag is back.
Now, with even more full-size sandwiches. Choose any two. The new spicy chicken sandwich, hot ham and cheese, hand-breaded chicken tender wrap, or charbroiled double cheeseburger. Mix and match any two with fries and a drink, just $5.99. Why settle for junior burgers? Get big savings on full-size goodness in Hardee's Country. Download the app and join my rewards for special offers. These items only, tags not included. Price and participation may vary. See app for terms.